I'm Tommy McNeil reporting as protests continue in Iran by residents disenfranchised by its government. Violent protests have now become deadly, with two people being shot dead overnight. The current unrest began with a relatively small protest this past Thursday in Iran's second largest city and the main base for the opponents of moderate President Hassan Rouhani, before spreading to other parts of the country. The Trump administration says it is very concerned about Tehran blocking Iranians from communicating through social media platforms in a bid to dampen the protest. Iran blocked access to messaging app Telegram and photo-sharing app Instagram Sunday, with state media saying the moves were meant to maintain peace. Iranians had been using the apps to communicate about the street demonstrations, the biggest outpouring of public discontent with Iran's clerical leaders since 2009 protests against the results of a disputed presidential election. 2018 is officially here, and in the United States, tens of thousands braved the cold to celebrate in places like New York City, known for its annual celebration that dates back to 1904. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke of the new year and things to come.
It'll be a fantastic 2018. We're off to a very good start, as you know, with the great tax cuts and ANWR and getting rid of the individual mandate, which was very, very unpopular, as you know. But we are going to have a tremendous year. The stock market, I think, is going to continue to go up. Companies are going to continue to come into the country, and they're doing it now, soon to be a record clip.
As they do each year, the crowd at Times Square counted down as a crystal ball slid down a pole, arriving at the bottom of it as 2018 began, accompanied by confetti and fireworks. This is VOA News. Finding a peaceful resolution to the ongoing tensions between North Korea and the U.S. will still be a top priority for world leaders in 2018, as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States must realize the North's nuclear program is a reality. In his annual New Year's address Monday, Kim warned that he has a nuclear button on his desk. The entire area of the U.S. mainland is within our nuclear strike range, Kim said. The United States can never start a war against me and our country. But he also said the path to dialogue was still open and is considering sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Sung-Yoon Lee is a Korean Studies Associate Professor at Tufts University.
It's dangerous because we know the problem is geography. The problem is you've got 20 million South Koreans within range of North Korea, let alone the possibility they might attack the United States. So I think that was a very unwelcome shock to American strategic thinking, to suddenly realize that all the past efforts going back to the 1990s did not bear any fruit. And instead, we have danger and we have to decide what to do.
In November, the North announced it had reached its goal of developing operational ICBM capability after it launched a long-range missile that could potentially reach the U.S. mainland. Bystanders and residents, not police, may have prevented a bigger bloodbath during Friday's terror attack on Coptic Christians in Egypt, according to eyewitnesses. Nine people were killed when a gunman opened fire on a church in a nearby Christian-owned store in Cairo. The witnesses told the Associated Press it's likely more would have died if worshippers at the Mary Mina Church and others in the neighborhood did not jump into action. They see people inside the church slam shut the heavy iron gate to stop the shooter from getting inside. Bystanders pelted the gunman with rocks even as he kept firing. Others hit the gunman's motorbike to stop him from getting away. The witnesses say one man jumped on the shooter when he stopped to reload his weapon, pinning him to the ground. Costa Rican officials continue investigating the cause of a charter airplane crash Sunday that killed 10 U.S. citizens and two local pilots in a mountainous wooded area west of the city of San Jose. And Australian officials say a seaplane crashing during a 20-minute entertainment ride in Sydney on New Year's Eve killed six people. Five of the victims are British nationals, including the CEO of Compass Group PLC, Richard Cousins. His two sons, a fiancé, and her daughter were among the victims. A pilot also died in that crash. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry Lunch.